Well, good to have you along. It's a Monday, and a Monday on Maine. We're going to be visiting with Jennifer and Jenna coming up here. And once a month, we're going to be talking with the folks from Tomahawk's Main Street program. And Jennifer is the director of Main Street. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Jenna Paltz is joining us. Jenna, you kind of, I think you have a great story because you started HMM Boutique over in the old hotel building.
Yes.
Yep. And then you got more and more busy,
yes.
got
yes.
more and more demand for your products.
Yep.
And now the boutique is located right on Main Street.
It is. Yep.
So to me, that is a success story.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's been a ride. That's for sure.
Anytime owning a business is a ride.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm learning that for sure.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your shop. First of all, as long as you're here, I know
sure.
you're going to talk about Main Street in general, but let's talk about your shop a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, HMM Boutique, we're located right in the between, well, what was Standard Mercantile now is Walker's General Store. In between them and Honeycomb Loft, we are a boutique that offers women's clothing and accessories as well as kids' clothing and accessories. Last summer, we did debut our mobile boutique as well, so we've been having some fun traveling around to some various events in the area, craft fairs and things like that. We did do the July 3rd craft fair here in town last summer, so we're having some fun doing that as well. And yeah, it's been an exciting time.
Yeah, real creative business plan.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, thank
so
you.
What are you looking at in the future? Can you give us any hints?
Your guess is as good as my idea. I guess if you would have asked me 4 years ago or however long ago it was that I started this business, if this was where I was going to be today, I would not have told you that this is where I would be. We've kind of just, my sister, Katrina, helps me run the store, and so we've just, it's just been a whirlwind, kind of a wild ride. We just see opportunities and take them and
grab
so
them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way you have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of time flying by the seat of your pants.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's kind of how I live my life, I guess.
Well, good, Jenna. Thank you for being here today talking about Main Street. Jennifer, the Tomahawk Main Street program is going strong, and you've been the director how many years now?
This is actually going into my fifth year as being the official director.
Wow, that's awesome.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It really does. And you guys just had your annual program, I think, through the state, didn't you, the other day?
Yes, we did. We had actually the Main Street Awards down in or over, I'm terrible with directions, Menominee. Yes, we were at the infamous Mabel Tainter Theater, absolute beautiful place. And in fact, yes, Jenna was one of our award winners. Pretty exciting to share how she started as a blog at an online store to where she is today. She does an amazing job. She really does.
Absolutely.
And it's really exciting to have her on Main Street with us.
Congratulations on that award
as
well.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's props to Jen too for she is the one that puts in the nominations for these awards, and so she can nominate up to a certain amount of categories each year. And so she does a great job of recognizing the people who are doing good things downtown. And,
right.
and it's also obviously great to be recognized as a business as well.
So. And we're kind of lucky because there's awards coming back to Tomahawk almost every year, aren't there?
Yes.
We've been really lucky. It's really hard not to toot our own horn, but you only get 250 words. So to go and write 250 words to talk about how amazing we are, which we all know, but we're competing against 34 Main Street communities and 98 Connect communities when we go for these awards. And when we say community, Milwaukee, for example, they have 24 bid districts. We as Tomahawk are one bid district.
Yeah.
So we're going up against some very stiff competition. So it really speaks to how hard our folks are working here in town. And of course, we have to quick send a shout out to Mary Smith as well. She was our community champion as well. So very exciting to bring home two awards this year.
Absolutely. Well, Mary, congratulations. Jenna, congratulations as well. Thank you. Well, Jennifer, Main Street first program is underway right now. I know we started talking about it. It started, 22nd, a couple of days ago for the Easter hunt?
Yes, it started on Saturday. And I was actually out of town for a family matter. And I'm excited to report. Jenna was telling me a little bit before we came on air that we had a really great turnout already. Folks already downtown starting out. We started out on Saturday, and for folks who don't know about it or weren't able to get started, no worries, because we're actually going to run this all the way through April 19th, giving folks plenty of time to pick up their maps and to get started.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about how it works. You pick up a map at any store, and then you make different stops, get punches or things like that?
Yep. So we have 23 stops this year, which is super exciting to have that many folks. So they've got an egg hidden inside their store. So you kind of come into the store, find that special egg, let the person up front know, and then you'll get a stamp right there on your map. Once you complete, if you complete 10 or more, you get a goodie bag full of some Easter fun.
Oh, nice.
If you are feeling adventurous and you can find minimally 17 out of the 23, you get entered into a drawing. You get that goodie bag, but then you'll get entered into a drawing at the end. It's a great big, wonderful Easter basket, and our businesses are being very generous, donating a lot of Easter fun stuff for that.
So one person will win everything in the basket?
One person gets the whole basket.
Nice. Very nice. Good. So that's the first event that is going on. Now, that's how many years have you done this? Jenna, do you remember?
I think we were just talking about this. I think it's the fourth year.
Fourth year, okay.
I think it was the very first year that I was on the board of directors for Main Street. I actually kind of pitched this idea for us to pick up this event. I know that Main Street does a fun fall event around Halloween time where they do a fall fest. And I guess I'm at the stage in my life where I have kind of young kids, and I know moms and dads that have young kids are always looking for something to do, ways to get their kids out of the house and do something fun. So I kind of pitched this idea of what if we did a fun Easter event, got people downtown, and offered something fun for people to do. It's, you know, winter gets long and you're cooped up in the house, and springtime is kind of a good time to get people back engaged in our downtown. And so I pitched the idea, and they humored me and said, okay, sure, let's try it. And I think it's been growing ever since. I know that, as Jen said, Saturday when I was at my shop, and we had a lot of kids coming in, and completed their 17 stops already. And we're off to a good start.
Wonderful. That's great. And this event will be going on till the 19th of April, if memory serves?
Yes. Yep. Okay. And then what we have is up until 2 o'clock, you can drop off your maps, and our drop-offs include HMM Boutique and the Honeycomb Loft, as well as Auntie M's resale and consignment. She is located down in the old train depot, for those who might not be familiar with her. So we've got those three spots where you can drop your map off and get your goodie bag. And on the 19th, if you can get that turned in by 2 o'clock, and then we'll pick our winner yet that day so that they can have that Easter basket ready to go for Easter morning.
Oh, that'll be great. They'll get take care of all the treats in there.
Yes.
You're going to have some chocolate in there, aren't you?
Of course.
Okay. Well,
I don't do anything without chocolate.
I figured you'd have chocolate in it. That's great. So that event is underway right now, and anybody has any questions, of course, they can get a hold of you guys. Before we go any further, I should ask you, we have a bit of a transition period going on downtown. You talked about Annie M's. They've been there a little over a year, but you have new owners with Walker's General Store, recently new owners at Tomahawk Furniture. And what am I missing?
The theater is going through some big renovations.
Yep. Yes, theater renovations.
That's really exciting. I saw the concrete truck doing some work around the foundation, so I thought, hey, it's going to come soon.
Yes, Brian has done an amazing job. He's very passionate about the theater and very excited that he's putting the time and the effort doing it right. And his goal is to be open for summer, so we're keeping our fingers crossed that that's going to work for him. But it's really exciting. If you get a chance to watch some of his videos online, he's actually showing you as they're doing some of these processes, and you can kind of see the befores and afters, and it's really been a lot of work, and that's really, really exciting to see that renovation. And then, of course, the old Dean's Grocery Laundromat, the old West Women's Side Bowling Market Alley, you fondly remember that place. Yeah. I'll work on that building as well. Mm-hmm. And we do have another person who just purchased the building between the Corner Pub and the Diamond Rock Cafe, so that work is going to be beginning to get that building up and running as well. So a lot of good changes coming downtown, a lot of upgrades taking place, and we're really excited to see how excited the community is rallying behind everybody.
Absolutely. So it looks like almost every building is full then, or will be soon with the renovations complete and operating.
Yes, we have the old annex, the other side per se of where Jenna's first building started. That is available for rent. That space is open, but other than that, I think even if they're not officially open, plans are in the works to get those buildings open. So very excited for that.
And, you know, when we talk about Tomahawk Main Street, we always think generally Main Street, you know, from down by Annie M's all the way down to the community bank and things like that. But there are a lot of other businesses that support Tomahawk Main Street that aren't downtown, aren't there, Jen?
Absolutely. We're very excited. And, in fact, we're working on a Friends program to try to even strengthen some of those relationships. But, yeah, we've been really blessed, of course, as a bid. You know, we do have to start off with those businesses. But really working with a lot more of our community you know, businesses, working with our organizations, you know, partnering with the chamber and volunteering with them, partnering with the Historical Society, have a couple of events that we're working on with them as well as projects. And then a lot of our businesses on North 4th Street are supporting and recognize that even though we can't really shut down 4th Street, that's really not an option, being that we are able to have a little more flexibility, shut down some of those blocks downtown, recognize the importance of being able to have those events to bring people to our community, and they are getting on board and working with us as well. So that's really, it's really been great to expand those relationships.
Good. And I know the Main Street program, as well as the chamber involved with the Lincoln County Economic Development, you're helping Sarah out with getting that event going at Inshalla coming up here in early April.
Yep, April 8th, we've got that economic summit taking place. So that's going to be an all-day event. So we're very excited to be a part of mm-hmm. that. And then, in fact, serving on the economic board as well, we've been invited to be a member of that. So really excited to be able to get involved with more projects there. And the Dream Up, the childcare initiative we've been invited to be a part of too. So really excited to get involved with other projects for our community.
Well, that's wonderful. We're talking with Jenna and Jennifer, Main Street program, of course. Mondays on Main, once a month, we're going to have a conversation with you guys, and we look forward to that monthly starting here with this month. Let's look ahead to some of the other events coming up. Before long, you're going to be talking car show. Farmers Market probably starts in early June. You guys have a bunch of things. It's going to be a busy summer, isn't it?
It is going to be a very busy summer.
First, I will maybe put a little bit, one more highlight on...
Yes.
April 19th
yes,
will be kind
of that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
April 19th is kind of the wrap-up event for our Easter egg hunt. So okay. that we call it our Easter fun day. Mm-hmm. So that's first of all the last day that people can complete their Easter maps, as Jen said, by 2 o'clock that day. Get your maps turned in. But otherwise, we just have a lot of other fun activities happening that day downtown for the kids. Pictures with the Easter bunny, I think, is one of the things. Mm-hmm. We have some games at various businesses, some crafts, and just a lot of fun. We're kind of wrapping up the details on what activities are going to be at which business, but there's a lot of fun to be had that day from, Jen, you might have to check my times on this, 10 to 2 most of the events are happening?
10 to 2, and we'll have those posted. We do know for sure Corner Pub has been really great every year. They've been offering the bunny stuffing and decorating, and Century 21 Best Way Realty partners with them, so we do have that one locked in. We have a magician that we're hopefully going to be having. He just had twins, though. So,
wow.
Yeah, so...
That's magic.
So, yeah, so we're he did an amazing job last year, so we're really hoping he's going to be able to come back and join us at least for one show. There'll be Plinko at HMM. We do have Old Town Mall going to be doing some fun Easter games. Coloring Station at Walker's General Store. Auntie M's, we're working on getting some face painting going on down there. And then, as Janet mentioned, we do have the Easter Bunny coming. We thought we had him set. We think we have him set, but that business now it is open that day, and now they're a little concerned with where the Easter Bunny was going to be, you know. So we're double checking, but we can guarantee the Easter Bunny will be downtown on April 19th, and we'll be doing pictures with the Easter Bunny. Just have to double check that location where he's going to fit best.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. What a great way to end the program that's underway right now for the Easter hunt.
Yep, and that'll go 10 to 2, and then that 2 o'clock is that cutoff
is
for
drawing.
Your maps. So, yep.
Good, perfect.
We'll get that drawing. Yes.
All right. So let's talk about some of the other things, as we have time coming up this spring.
Yes. So first event coming up, of course, is our wine walk. Yes, and that is our 10th, I don't know if anniversary is the right term, but we'll use 10th anniversary for the wine walk. So that's always the Friday of Mother's Day weekend. So we're looking forward to that. We're actually working to do a special little event, too, to have a VIP option to celebrate our 10 years. So we're kind of finalizing those details, but we'll have, we believe, 20 or 25 VIP tickets, and then we'll have 250 tickets available for the wine walk.
And I know sometimes you guys sell out that, don't you?
We sell out. Last year we set the record. I think it was less than 2 hours.
It was
2 hours and 7 minutes, something like that. We sold out.
Yeah.
So we are looking at a few different options, hopefully, you know, maybe being able to offer some online, maybe some for folks who aren't able to get in person, that kind of thing. So definitely trying to make sure that anybody and everybody that wants to come can at least have a fair attempt to get those tickets, because they do go fast. I said this is our 10th year, so we're excited to kind of bring it up a little bit, offer some additional options. So that's going to be really exciting.
So listen for more of that.
Yes. And then, the car show.
Yeah.
And that's always Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, right. So Main Street Memories Car Show, and this will be our 31st year.
I know it's been a long time.
It has. We were very blessed. The car show group that had originally put that together, when it got to be just a little too much for them, approached Main Street and offered this to us. It's become a really good fundraiser for us. Each year we kind of try to make it bigger and better as well. Obviously, it's weather dependent,
sure.
You know, but we always have a children's area. We've got food, we've got crafters, and then we've got the cars. So 2 years ago, we had 300 cars. Last year, the weather was a little funny, so we ended up with 235. But
that's
still,
a lot of cars.
To pack that many cars
right.
Downtown is
have
exciting.
Have you opened registration for that yet, Jennifer?
I do have the forms.
You do have
yep,
the forms.
We
okay.
do. So we've got food vendors already turning
Correct.
Their applications in, craft vendors, and we've got our children's area pretty well set. Still looking. We do have the opportunity for sponsorship if anyone okay. is interested. But yeah, those are the two biggies
yeah. coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, Farmers Market, it's going to be here before you know it. So Matt will be joining me on one of our Mondays on Main and talking Farmers Market, and that'll be starting in June.
And that's something that has grown over the years, too. It seems like every year you get more and more participants in the Farmers Market.
It's been wonderful. And we have the opportunity for nonprofits in the area who mm-hmm. are interested in hosting the lunch. We, as Main Street, provide the tent and the grill, the propane, the tables, all that. And then any nonprofit is welcome to come in, and they'll keep the proceeds. They can come and have a lunch.
Nice.
That's proven very successful for those who have partnered with us. And then, Jenna, you can talk a little bit, as being a weekly sponsor, the benefits
sure.
that you receive.
Sure. I was also going to mention my kids are part of a 4-H club here in town, and we did do one of those lunch events. And if you're a nonprofit looking for a good way to fundraise, it is an excellent way. It's a lot of work to, and our kids were up and down the streets delivering meals and things, but it's a good way for a nonprofit to fundraise. So if you are interested in that, definitely give Main Street a call. Try to set that up. But yes, being a sponsor for the Farmers Market as well, I have done that several years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $45 investment to get your name out there a little bit, and you can set up. I know the first year that I sponsored, I set up a table with some of my kind of cash and carry goods. So if you're a business in the area that has things to sell, you certainly can set up and try to get your name out there that way. But it's an excellent way to just kind of get
exposure.
Get your face out there in the community.
Right. Wonderful. And Matt will be on the radio with us, too, I hope, on the Monday before, usually. And then
yes.
I suppose Fred is, or did you fire Fred?
No.
You tell him not yes. to be picking on us so much this
okay.
year. I'm going
okay.
to have a talk with him.
I'll set some guidelines.
Yeah. Good
Matt.
Luck to both
yeah,
of us.
Right,
with
exactly,
that.
Right, exactly, right. Yeah. But yeah, Mondays and Tuesdays, you'll hear from Perfect. Matt on Mondays, and then usually Fred or myself, if Fred is busy doing something else, making sure folks know what's going on down there, who's serving lunch, what vendors are there, what our options are. So we want to make sure people check in, and it's we're really lucky. We've got a lot of fantastic local farmers mm-hmm. that, and I hope you can come down and support them as well.
Good. We're talking our Monday on Main program. Jenna Plautz is here along with Jennifer Turkowitz. And anything else that we have? I know that takes us up to the first part of June. I know there's going to be other events during the summer and, of course, fall right back. You know, next thing we'll be talking about will be Christmas.
Exactly.
Let's not get carried away.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely encourage people to follow us on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. Usually those are probably we keep those up the most. Mm-hmm. We do have a website, though, tomahawkmainstreet.org as well, with information on it. So always information. But yeah, we've also got a lot of programs. Flower program will be coming up. So you'll be seeing.
We're getting letters.
Beautiful. You'll be getting letters. Those beautiful flowers will be back downtown. We try to get the benches out, mm-hmm. and we are talking new benches, so that'll be something coming up exciting in one of our conversations to talk about some updates that are going to be coming to our downtown. But always we'll have that flower program, so you'll see those beautiful colors, and those usually about right after Memorial Day weekend. Sure. And we get through the car show first and make sure that there's, try to keep the you know, the dust and everything mm-hmm. kind of to a dull roar there for the car show, but then in the frost and all that good stuff. But flowers will be coming back as well, so
yeah. Beautifies downtown. You guys always have different things going on. It's always nice. Anything else that we need to touch on, ladies, before you guys are gone?
I don't think so. We'll be back, so we can talk about more things next time.
Yes, I know you
exactly.
will.
Exactly. But yes. No,
but we thought we'd give people a taste of everything that we'll be visiting with,
yes.
you know, coming up in the months ahead.
Absolutely.
For Mondays on Main.
Definitely a lot going on. So if you want to reach us, you can call us, 715-453-1090. That is also a cell phone, so we do take text messages if that's easier for you. You could also email us at director@tomahawkmainstreet.org. So anything, we're looking forward to answering any questions or anything we can do to help folks out.
And you have an office, and you're located right downtown across the street from Walker's General Store, so you can...
We are.
And you're there quite often if you're not... You know, up and down Main Street, helping folks out.
Yes, sometimes that happens. You come to the office, and I'm out and about with the businesses, but I always leave the sign on the door, and again, you know, feel free to call. I can always come bopping back over to the office to meet up with you if I happen to miss you or anything, but definitely reach out and let us know how we can help, and if you're interested in volunteering or being a part of any of our projects or promotions or anything. We meet the first Wednesday of every month at 8:30. Those meetings are open to the public, so if anybody's also curious about that, feel free. Like you said, we're right across from Walker's, part of the Associated Bank building, so
good,
come on over and visit.
Well, Jennifer, thank you guys for coming in this morning. Looking forward to hearing from you Mondays on Main, once a month. Either sometime on a Monday. It won't necessarily always be the same first, second, or third, or fourth week, but it'll be different times on a Monday. So.
Yes, we tried to make it consistent, to make it easier for folks, but our events just don't always fall exactly neatly. So
it'll work.
It'll be a surprise, but Monday we might pop in. So
we'll look forward to it.
Wonderful.
Jenna,
thank
congratulations
you.
Thank you so much.
Your great efforts on your business. Wonderful to have you in
thank
town.
You. Thanks for having us, Greg.
All right, Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll hear you on the radio once in a while.
Sometimes.
You're so darn busy now. I have to beg and beg you to get on the radio once in a while. So, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Our Mondays on Main, of course, as Jennifer and Jenna mentioned, the Main Street office is at 223 West Wisconsin Avenue. You can call 453-1090. And again, director@tomahawkmainstreet.org is Jennifer's email, or you go to the website, beautiful website, tomahawkmainstreet.org, and check out everything on our Tomahawk Main Street program.